From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Top White House advisor David Axelrod is urging the Israelis and the Palestinians to keep talking, despite the scheduled end of the limited Israeli freeze on settlement construction. He told ABC's This Week the two sides have a rare and unparalleled opportunity to reach a peace agreement.
The parties are at the table. They're having serious discussions. They ought to keep on having those discussions, and we are very eager to see that happen.
The partial moratorium on new settlement construction in the West Bank expires at midnight local time. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said it won't be extended. The Palestinians have threatened to walk out of the talks if it's not. On another television talk show today, House Republican leader John Boehner told Fox News Sunday Congress must vote to extend tax cuts now rather than after the November elections. The Bush administration tax cuts are scheduled to expire at the end of the year. The administrator of the claims process for the BP oil spill is promising to streamline the system. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Kenneth Feinberg says he's making changes after hearing numerous complaints from Gulf Coast residents.
Feinberg says elected officials, residents, and business people have been telling him for weeks that payments are too small and taking too long. He says a new system will group industries affected by the oil spill, such as fishing and tourism businesses. Each claim will still be individually evaluated, but he says that the cluster system will make it easier to compare claims for payments. Feinberg is in charge of the $20 billion fund the White House negotiated from BP. The Gulf Coast Claims Facility says it has paid out over $400 million on 30,000 claims in 5 weeks. Feinberg says the new system will have uniform standards to decide how much a person or business should receive. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Bishop Eddie Long told his congregation today that he will fight allegations that he lured young men into sexual relationships. For years, Long's Atlanta-area megachurch has counseled gay members to become straight. In southern Afghanistan, a roadside bomb has killed two NATO soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Instead of the big push into Kandahar and other Taliban strongholds that was expected over the summer, U.S.-led forces have instead been executing a gradual rolling offensive into Kandahar and surrounding areas. American officials say they have killed and captured hundreds of Taliban fighters as well as commanders. But insurgent booby traps and bombs have taken a steady tithe of NATO, mostly American, casualties. NATO officials say the strategy is to clear territory of Taliban fighters and allow the Afghan government to step up and take over. A key component is the parliamentary election held here last week. Election officials are still counting the votes amid a rising tide of fraud allegations. Full results are not expected until the end of next month. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's official news agency is reporting today that a computer worm that has targeted industrial sites has reached the personal computers of workers at Iran's first nuclear power station. The report quotes officials as saying the malware has not damaged the major systems of the plant and the discovery will not affect plans to bring the plant online next month. Direct train service from Moscow to Nice, France has resumed this weekend after a break of nearly a century. Eleanor Beardsley reports that in the past, the famous express train carried wealthy passengers from Tsarist Russia to the French Riviera.
From the end of the 19th century up until the end of the First World War, trains traveled regularly from Moscow to southern France, carrying passengers like playwright Anton Chekhov and writer Nikolai Gogol. The resumption of the route marks the Russia-France exchange year and is another indication of the newly established partnership between the two countries. The Moscow-Nice Express, operated once a week by Russian railways, covers a distance of nearly 2,000 miles with stopovers in Belarus, Poland, the Czech Republic, Austria, and Italy. This may be the era of the bullet train, but this service is not for passengers in a hurry. The luxury train takes around 53 hours to complete the journey. One-way fares range from $400 to $1,600. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The Prime Minister of Japan said today his country won't apologize to China for detaining a Chinese fishing captain for more than 2 weeks, and it won't provide any compensation. The captain and his crew were taken into custody after their ship collided with Japanese Coast Guard boats in the East China Sea near islands claimed by both countries. The Prime Minister urged both countries to calm down. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.